Hey everyone, I'm so excited to dive into something truly profound today. We're talking about Pope Leo XIV's new encyclical, Magnifica Humanitas. It frames artificial intelligence as this defining moral crossroads for our civilization, with this beautiful, urgent argument that technology must serve humanity, never diminish it.
It's a significant document. I've been reviewing the text, and the central thesis is quite striking. It argues that AI development has become dangerously concentrated in the hands of just a few global tech corporations, which is creating a modern digital divide and a profound ethical crisis.
That really hits home, doesn't it? It's frightening to think that this centralization of infrastructure and data allows private monopolies to dictate critical parts of our lives, from hiring and lending to healthcare and public safety. And they're doing it while evading accountability and eroding our privacy and democratic norms.
Exactly. It represents a shift in power that demands attention. However, rather than condemning AI outright, the encyclical treats it as a moral mirror. It suggests that these technologies reflect the values we, as a society, choose to prioritize.
I love that metaphor. It's so true. If we design systems purely for profit, they will exploit. But if we build them with empathy, transparency, and equity, they can truly empower us. It's all about the heart behind the code.
Precisely. And the Pope highlights the real costs when we get this wrong. He points out the psychological and social toll of hyperautomation, noting workforce displacement, and the erosion of authentic human communication caused by algorithmically generated content.
So how do we fix this? It can feel overwhelming, but the document is really hopeful because it calls for concrete structural reforms. It insists that AI must be treated as a public good, not a private fortress locked away by corporations.
That's the key takeaway. The recommendations are specific and actionable. We're looking at stronger antitrust enforcement to break up tech monopolies, mandatory transparent algorithmic auditing, and international cooperation to prevent a regulatory race to the bottom.
And it's not just about policy, right? It's about the people building this. For developers, this means embedding ethical design as a continuous practice. We need to prioritize explainable AI, bias mitigation, and user-controlled data settings.
Absolutely. And it extends to all of us. For the public, the encyclical demands greater digital literacy, mindful data management, and active advocacy for policies that protect vulnerable communities.
It really feels like a call to action for everyone. The critical point is that navigating the AI era requires shared responsibility across engineers, lawmakers, educators, and citizens. Efficiency and profit must never eclipse empathy and human dignity.
Well said. By distributing technological power fairly, enforcing accountability, and centering moral reflection alongside innovation, society can ensure that artificial intelligence elevates rather than diminishes the human experience.
That's a beautiful way to put it. As the encyclical concludes, the question is no longer whether AI will change the world, but what kind of world we choose to build with it. And I really hope we choose to build one that honors our shared humanity.